Also sehr nicht so bei Herz geschlagen und wenn wir hören sagen Schabes darf Kuf Lamed. Perk über die Ezra der Mila Perk Tisha also sagt der Mishnah bis jetzt durch Maya. Aber die Ezra said if you didn't bring a Mila knife before Shabbos you need it for a brisk you allowed to bring it on Shabbos as long as it's exposed and everyone can see it when you carry it. In times of danger where the government let's say has made a decree against Mila then you should cover it in front of two witnesses and then carry it covered. But the Ezra also says you're allowed to cut trees to make charcoal to make iron for the knife on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva says the klal. Any malacha which could be done before Shabbos like making the knife is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Anything which can't be done before Shabbos like the actual Mila may be done on Shabbos. Technically, does a Rebbe require the knife to be carried exposed because he wants to show the chavivus hamitzvah, or is it because he doesn't want anyone to think you're carrying anything but a mila knife? Nafkamina would be between these two reasons whether you can carry it covered, if you can cover it up in front of witnesses and carry it out like that, even if it's not a time of danger. There's no suspicion in that case, but the chavivus hamitzvah is not shown. So Rebbe Levi said Rebbe Lezer's reason is to show the chavivus hamitzvah, and the Brice says that as well. And Rashi said he can bring a proof from our Mishnah. Mishnah says you're allowed to cover it over with man when there's a decree, is mashma. If not for that, then you would not be allowed to. Whereas it has to be mamish two kosher witnesses. Or can be even the person himself is carrying, could he be one of the witnesses? The Gemara says our mission says that there has to be two witnesses. Presumably it means that there are two besides himself. The Gemara says it's not really a good raya, because it could mean that the person himself is included also. But it means that the mission means that it has to be two witnesses who could testify in another situation. Mishnah said, "V'oydam Rabbi Eliezer." Bryce says, "In the place of Rabbi Eliezer, they would cut trees to make charcoal to make the metal on the knife for the mila for Sha'an, even on Shabbos. In the place of Rabbi Eliezer, they would eat bird meat with milk." Levi went to the house of Yosef, the bird trapper, and he was served a peacock's head in milk. Levi didn't eat it. Later, he asked Rabbi, "Why don't you put the people in Cherem who eat the bird meat with milk?" Rabbi said, "Because those people live in the place of Rabbi Huda ben Beseir, who may hold a Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Leisav Asher Gediba Chalev Imay teaches that a bird which doesn't have Chalev Imay could be eaten with milk." Rizik said a certain city in Eretz Yisrael was very particular with regard to following Rabbi Eliezer's Shita on Mila, and the people of that city never died young, and even more, when the Romans decreed against Mila, that city was never included in the decree. Bryce says, Shimon Gamliel says, any mitzvah the Klal Yisrael accept upon themselves with joy, like the mitzvah of Mila, they still perform with joy. Any mitzvah they accept upon themselves with fighting, like the mitzvah of not marrying a close relative, Aroyas, they still perform with fighting. Meaning every marriage happens with fighting, like we know the Klal, the Lekak Suba, the Le Romu Bay Tigra. Bryce says, Shimon Lozer says, any mitzvah the Klal Yisrael gave themselves to death rather than to follow the decree that banned the performance of that mitzvah, like Milan of Zarat, it still remains very strong that you didn't keep to that. A mitzvah which they did not give themselves over to death like that, for like tefillin, is performed more weakly. Remember, because Ramaisa with Elisha Balkanafayim, that he kept a gufnaki with dafka him, as mashma, everyone else didn't have as much as a gufnaki for tefillin, so you see that tefillin wasn't held as strongly. He was called Balkanafayim, because one time he was wearing tefillin, b'shas akzera, and a Roman officer saw him and chased after him. He pulled off his tefillin, Elisha, and he said, "Oh, I have dove's wings in my hands." And he opened his hands and tackled his tefillin had turned into dove's wings. That's why he's called Elisha Bakanafayim. The reason he called it, he said, dove's wings more than anything else, because Klal Yisrael is compared to a yoina. Where it says, Rabbi, the name of Yitzchak said that he once forgot to bring a knife to the baby's house before Shabbos, and he brought the knife on Shabbos, carrying through the rooftops and the courtyards, but not with the approval of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yitzchak asked, what does that mean? Because Rabbi Eliezer would have said, bring in the Rishus Rabban. That's why he wasn't with his approval. That would mean that they did it with the approval of the Rabbanon, who say you're not allowed to bring it to Rishus Rabban, but we find that the Rabbanon also don't permit the knife to be brought through rooftops and courtyards either. So Rav Ashi said it was brought with the approval of Shimon, who allows an item that began Shabbos on a rooftop or in a chatzar to be transferred via the rooftops or the chatzeres. Rav Zeri asked Rav Ashi, are you allowed to carry within the confines of a movi which didn't have shituf mavois? Just like you're allowed to carry within the confines of a chatzar which didn't have a rebbe chatzeres. Or maybe it's different because maybe a chatzar is really essentially enclosed on all four sides, whereas a mavi is only enclosed on three sides. So maybe that's why within a mavi you cannot carry within the confines of a mavi if no shituf was done. Also, another difference is a courtyard, a chatzar, is used by the homeowners of the homes in that chatzar, and therefore it looks like more like Rishus HaYochid than a mavi does. So what's the halacha? So Rasi didn't answer. At a later time, Rav Zeir heard Rasi say that Shimon Lachish, the name of Yehuda Anasi, said that they once forgot to bring a knife to a baby before Shabbos, and they brought it on Shabbos, but the rabbanon didn't understand. How could you follow Rabbi Eliezer? Number one, Rabbi Eliezer is a Shamuti who he was in Cherem where he followed the Shammai, and number two, he's a Yochid, and Yochid Rab Malach Karab. Rasi continued. Rabbi Shaya said that he asked Rabbi Yehuda the Moyel, who said that the case was that they moved the knife across a Movi that didn't have Shittuf Mavoyis done. Oh, so Rabbi Zeir said to Rabbi, so if you didn't ask on this, it must be that you agree that you're allowed to carry in such a Movi. So why didn't you answer me when I asked whether you're allowed to carry in such a Movi? So Rabbi said, through my learning, I now remember that this is Allah. I didn't remember when you asked the question. Rabbi Zeir, in the name of Rav, says you're not allowed to carry within more than four amas within such a mavui. I said the Rabbi Ravu explains in the name of Rav that if the chatzeris which opened up in this mavui had an eruv done to them, you're not allowed to carry more than four amas in this mavui. However, if no eruv was done in the courtyard, you're allowed to carry within the entire area of the mavui. Rav says says you're only allowed to carry in a mavoi that has a lechi or a kaira, only if there are batim and chatzei rois that open up into this mavoi. Therefore, when an eruv was made in the chatzer, the chatzei rois become nullified to the houses because you're allowed to carry in them, and the mavoi in effect doesn't have chatzei rois opening up into it, which is why nothing can be carrying the mavoi without a sheet of mavois. In a case where there's no eruv, why is carrying the mavoi allowed? In that case, we should view the houses as closed up, since you can't transfer from the house into the chatzei rois and into the mavoi, and the mavoi should in effect have only chatzei rois and not batim. Mora says, but everyone can relinquish their rights in the courtyard to one person, and it becomes one person's chatzer, and then everyone would be allowed to carry in there, and everyone could switch off doing that a whole Shabbos, so everyone could have a chelik at some point over Shabbos in the chatzer, and therefore it's like there are batim and chatzei rois opening up into this mavoi, and that's where you're allowed to carry all around the mavoi. But still, at any given time, only one house is able to use the courtyard. The Rav Ashi said the reason you're allowed to carry in the mavoi when there's no eruv in the chatzei rois is that since there'll be no transferring from the houses to the courtyards, we look at the houses as if they don't exist. If so, the chatzei rois and the mavi become one large rishus, and we allow carrying in that rishus.